This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mind this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Ian is away for the evening, so if you're expecting to hear his voice here manning the first chair, well, too bad. He is... Where is he, Daryl?
Watching some documentary premiere thing about Hemp Fest.
All right, well, you know...
And we're actually going to be at Hemp Fest in a couple of weeks.
It's true. We're going to be at Hemp Fest. It's going to be a fun time had by all, no doubt about it. So I suppose he's doing something that sounds businessy. There you go. Anyway, you can give us a call. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. But, Daryl, there's a story that's... Well, I've gotten it here from the Horn News, and it's, I guess...
Not a site I've ever heard of before.
It's a conservative sort of news aggregation site. Sometimes they've got stuff worth looking at. You know, the conservative news looks at you know, liberal issues in a way I want to look at them. The liberal news looks at conservative issues in a way that I want to look at them. So I go across these sites and look for things. But apparently, the Cowboys owner Jerry Jones had a very strong message for his team, and that was stand.
Well, the Cowboys are America's team, right?
I think that is it's the height of hubris, right? Like the other people that like the other teams aren't rooting for America's team.
Well, yeah, you know, I always grew up hearing that the Dallas Cowboys are America's team.
Yeah, you've heard a lot of things.
True.
That's marketing, is what we call that. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where I'm from, they aren't America's team?
Nope.
Yeah, that, I guess.
Do a Google search for America's team.
Oh, I know.
Football.
Oh, I know.
And the results are all going to be about the Cowboys.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I liked Cowboys back in the late 70s and early 80s. They were a great team. But they did play the Bucks in a playoff game and knocked them out. So what are you going to do? Anyway, he says, stand for the national anthem or you're fired.
Well, what else would you expect from America's team? You love America sufficiently or else you don't work here.
I don't have a particular problem with a sports team owner saying, look, you know, you're wearing my uniform and you're playing on my time. You're under my contract. You're going to follow my rules. I don't have that particular problem. I do see that professional sports have been a podium from which athletes have been able to speak about issues. There are far more athletes than there are sports team owners, right?
Yes.
So if you want a chorus of voices, and athletes tend to come from, this is just me guessing here, this is spitball, I have no idea. They tend to come from lower income strata than sports team owners?
Come from, yes, but, yeah. You know, like...
That doesn't mean they
even,
are in it.
Right, and, you know, even after they've been in the league for several years, making multiple million dollars per year, they're still at, you know, a different strata.
Yeah.
Than the billionaire Jerry Jones. They're in a lot higher societal ranking economically than we are.
That's I would agree with that. But the thing is if I ever get $10 billion, right, I'll still have grown up I'll still have grown up with an outhouse. I'll still have grown up. We kind of had an outhouse. We had a place, out at the property where you had to go. But we had a regular toilet.
You don't poop inside. You poop in the toilet outside.
There was no inside. It was a ranch where we had cows. Right, like there was no inside. You had to.
You
drive.
Didn't have a bedroom.
No. We
and a bathroom.
We drove from our house, which had a bathroom and a bedroom, to a place that had an outdoor latrine.
Okay.
And I just want to be clear. But we didn't. I did live in a house that didn't have a washer and dryer and didn't have an air conditioner. So I think that I can say, look, I come from an economic strata, and I understand where people, you know, people who may not be of means are coming from.
Right. And, you know, heck, even a decade ago, I lived in an apartment that didn't have a washer and dryer on site.
Yeah, that's so, you know, like, pain, isn't it?
It's still, you know, like, to this day, it's not uncommon for people in a lower economic bracket to not have washer and dryer at their house.
When you leave the parents' house, though, you're supposed to step down in economic strata, right? Like, it's you're supposed to be leaving whatever that strata is and going to something worse if that's what's happening, because you're supporting yourself.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, like, growing up without washer and dryer is different, and going to the laundromat is different than after college. I still haven't managed to nail down this whole, you know, paid for a house, have a washer dryer thing. But it's happening less and less now. That these things are so inexpensive. You can go to the used appliance store, and as long as there's hookups wherever you live, you can get a washer and dryer for less than $200. You can have something and wash clothes and dry clothes. So anyway, I'm just guessing that if you want to have a larger chorus of voices, you should let your employees, a la NFL players, speak about issues that are important to them. But I don't have a problem if you are clear about that up front in the signing of the contract. So, you know, when what's the guy from the 49ers?
Colin Kaepernick.
That guy, right.
The guy who is now a free agent, and I've actually got a story that ties into this.
Right.
Where there are some of the players in the NFL saying that they are convinced he's being blackballed.
Oh, I'm pretty convinced of that, too, and I don't know much about the NFL. It looks like he's being bounced from team to team. I've looked at people on Facebook, like, going, you know, burn him, kill him, crucify, right? Like, they want this guy, you know, because of whatever it is that he
right,
has to say.
A lot of those people are also among the first to wind up pointing fingers and calling people snowflakes because a college professor said something they didn't like.
Agreed, right? Or a college student or whomever, right? So this guy has an opinion, and I don't want him to play professional sports, speak of it. That's petty, in my opinion. Now, you may or may not root for him. Like, you know, you may be rooting for the Raiders to break his knee or whatever that is, but I think the guy deserves to be able to play, even if his opinion may be different than mine. I don't think that him taking a knee, and in his case, sometimes by himself, sometimes with teammates, taking a knee is particularly a big deal. I mean, it's not like it's a huge sign of disrespect. He's not, you know, whipping his pants off and you know, dangling it on. You know, he's just taking a knee, right? He's setting his helmet on the ground, taking a knee, fine.
Yep.
If he's drawing the attention, the issues to which he is drawing attention, I don't necessarily agree with him on at every point, but I think that we are better off as a nation if professional sports players can have an opinion without being blackballed.
Yes.
And I don't agree with him on this issue, but the whole, I mean, I think we've gone too far afield when we're like, kill him, get him, I hope he's poor for the rest of his life, I hate his opinion.
So, the article that you have here from The Horn, let's jump into this, because I'm curious what they have to say, and then, of course, you know, anybody listening, 855-450-free.
Yeah, of course, theirs is loaded. So, let's see, heading into the 2017 NFL season, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has a very clear message for his team. If any of the players kneel during the national anthem, don't expect to see them back next week. Tweet, I boycotted the NFL specifically because of the POS, of that POS and proud that others followed. Keep it up, whatever that means. FYI, Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones told his players, you will stand for the national anthem or your butt will be off the team. I am censoring. Last year, backup quarterback Colin Kaepernick made headlines by refusing to stand for the national anthem. Kaepernick is currently unemployed, and Jones isn't going to tolerate a copycat on his team.
So by unemployed, what they mean is his contract with the San Francisco 49ers ran out. So in terms of the NFL, he's what is considered a free agent.
Now let me ask you I've got questions about this free agent stuff. You're much more of a sports guy than I am.
Yes, I am.
I haven't been able to watch a good NFL game in a while. I have no problem with it. I think it's the height of athleticism. I enjoy it. I'm certainly not going to spend the kind of time that some do on it, though. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. I'm told my opinion stinks. 855-450-free as in freedom. Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. .com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can give us a call. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick standing for the national anthem, blackballing national sports, the rights of owners versus employees, those kind of things. And your opinion's welcome. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450 and then the word free, like freedom. Or you can give us a call on Skype. The username there is lrn.fm. Sound a little bit better?
Generally.
Yeah. So you'll have to send a request. Don't worry. We'll take care of it very quickly. You'll be able to call in and sound a little bit better. So Skype username lrn.fm. Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website but haven't been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. You go to HostGator.com and you will get 50% off their regular prices. Now, this is special offer to sort of, you know, very few select organizations like Free Talk Live. So you won't be able to find this in too many places. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator can make it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts you in the power in control, the power of creation and the simplicity of use. They're right in your hands. HostGator has a 99.9% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get your special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. HostGator.com/FTL. One word of warning, if you take the smallest package, the 1 month package, I'm not sure exactly how small it is, but say it's the 1 month package for hosting, then you'll get 50% off 1 month. If you get the 3 year package, you'll get 50% off of 3 years. But when you re-up, that percentage, it's not for the lifetime. It's just for the first package. So HostGator.com/FTL, get the large package and save more money. There you go. So we were talking about this NFL owner. It's being reported here by TheHornNews.com. I do not recommend them as the most unbiased news organization out there or anything. But he says, this is quoting here, "I've got to give a big pat on the back to our entire team, our coaching staff, our entire organization. We strongly support the flag in every way we support, and it's almost ridiculous to be saying it, the people who for generations and generations have given it all up so that we can be here and show off in front of millions of people on television," Jones told local radio station 105.9 The Fan last season.
So if, and I'm going to, you know, sort of put on multiple hats here.
Yeah, sure.
The claim by the people that, you know, love the flag and you better stand up, they will say somebody died for your right not to stand up, so you better stand.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense.
If I have the right to not stand, then shouldn't I exercise that right to not stand lest someone die in vain?
Agreed, right? Like somebody died for it, so you should. But it's respectful, right? It's respectful of all the people who have died. Now, agree or disagree with whatever they died for, you should stand because of respect. And this is strange to me.
Well, me remaining silent while other people, you know, repeat a pledge of fealty to a piece of cloth or sing a song about said piece of cloth, I feel that I'm being respectful by being silent during that time. I'm not disrupting their ceremony.
Sure.
So how is it...
Somebody doesn't like the way it looks.
How is it disruptive to, you know, just like everybody else is standing, I don't want to be seen standing, so I drop to a knee and remain silent. I'm exercised. I'm told I have a right to remain silent.
I don't have a rebuttal for what you have to say, because I think that you're absolutely correct. Here's something that's true. When I was a kid, you stood for the national anthem, and you put your hand over your heart for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
Now, you had to have your hat off for both.
Correct.
Now, we didn't wear hats. It just wasn't a thing. You had to have your hat off indoor anyway. You weren't going to bring a hat to school because you just lose it. It's in Florida, so you don't need a sock hat, generally.
Hats were against the dress code where I went to school.
Right, so you weren't
going to... So nobody was wearing a hat at school anyway.
Right. We're going to have a hat, so taking hats off really didn't make much sense. This is what I was taught. You stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Excuse me. You stand with your hand over your heart for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
You just stand for the national anthem, and you sing. You didn't have to necessarily. Now, and I've watched this during the presidential ceremonies, the debates and that sort of thing. When they play the national anthem, people are putting their hands over their heart.
Right.
And I looked it up, and it's a new rule since sometime in the 2000s that now you put your hand over your heart for the national anthem.
Unless you're a member of the military, in which case you salute.
Right. And what I'm seeing here is essentially patriotic one-upmanship.
Yes.
So I want to know is if I stand on one leg to honor the disabled veterans, will in 20 years everybody have to do that or be a godless commie? I just want to know. I mean, am I being ridiculous here, or is the one-upmanship just going to keep on? Because somebody made a mistake. Like, some moron out there is like, I'm going to keep my hand over my heart in the... What? This is the Pledge of... No, this is the national... They don't know the difference, so they put their hand over both, and then everybody's like... It's like the kid, the emperor with no clothes. It's right. Just dumb.
Well,
The whole nation got tricked.
Here's the thing, Mark. If you stand on one leg, maybe you're standing on the wrong leg.
Right. I'm disrespecting all of the right-legged amputees that lost a limb for my freedom. Look... 855-450-3733. I know my opinion stinks. But
now, you said you had questions about this free agent thing, because your sort of biased article, and I'll just call it out as being a biased article.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that the Morning News would say they're anything but biased.
Said Colin Kaepernick, the unemployed blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I said, well, technically, in terms of NFL, he is technically a free agent.
Now, let me ask you this. Am I technically an NFL free agent?
I don't think so, because you've never put in paperwork to have ever, put in to play for an NFL team.
So
you would at least have to, either show up to a training camp or file paperwork to say, I want my name entered into the NFL draft.
Okay. So but he can't be really drafted. I mean, he's already...
Right. No, you were asking about you, Mark Edge.
Okay. I'm just trying
being
to
figure it out. A free agent.
Okay.
So the draft already happened, and the draft is for people coming into the league, people that have finished their college career, entering the league. Teams say, "I want this guy. I want this guy." So that's the draft.
Yeah.
If you are not drafted, and a team still winds up signing you to a contract, you are what's called an undrafted free agent.
So if I send a letter to a NFL team tomorrow and I say, sometimes I can punt 15 yards, can I work for your agent, your organization?
I think technically at that point you could call yourself an NFL free agent.
Okay. So
I think.
He is unemployed, right? I'm an unemployed football player. He's an unemployed football player.
The difference is he's actually played in the NFL.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Remember, you can call if you've got any opinions on, and lots of people do have opinions on standing for the pledge and those sorts of things, and that's kind of what this is all about. Apparently, the Cowboys owner says
Jerry Jones, yes, a billionaire who, by the way, wound up getting a lot of tax money to build his really nice stadium there in the Dallas area.
I imagine that's why you got to stand for the flag, because God, by God, the taxpayers paid for it. Let's not forget.
Plus, the taxpayers are paying for all of the military celebrations before the games, the flyovers of like the F-16s, stuff like that. That's being paid for by taxpayers.
Don't you think that that's an exaggeration, though? I mean, they're going to do practice flights anyway. So if they take their F-18s and they fly them over in formation, they were going to fly in formation somewhere to practice flying in formation, right?
Right, but if they're practicing flying formation and they just happen to fly over your house, they're not giving you millions of dollars.
They are not.
When they fly over the NFL stadium before the game, they're giving the NFL teams money
to
do that.
Okay. I did not know that they were
doing that. Yeah, there was a report a couple of years ago about the millions upon millions of dollars given to NFL teams by the U.S. military for these pre-game festivities.
Well, somebody's got to pay these billionaire owners welfare checks, right? Yeah.
No. Nobody has to pay billionaire owners welfare checks. If a billionaire owner wants to build a stadium that he's going to make money from, he should dig into his own pockets to pay for the stadium that he's going to make money from.
When are they going to do that?
As soon as city councilors and state legislators stop giving them millions upon millions of dollars to build stadiums?
Well, that's probably when. So, anyway, essentially this all sprung from a tweet that was had there regarding the owners of the team. And I guess, it all comes from this Colin Kaepernick guy not standing. And I do not agree with Colin Kaepernick on every issue, every time, by any stretch of the imagination. I'm sure there are lots of issues that he and I agree on.
Right.
The one that he's known for is the sort of supporting Black Lives Matter. I haven't heard a lot of clarity coming from Black Lives Matter regarding issues that I think that I can totally 100% support. Certainly do I think people should not be shot, first thing. I think that,
there actually need to be, real investigations into police murders, when police murder someone.
I think there should be investigations. I don't know how we get to the point that other countries around the world are where, say, more people were shot in the first 3 months of this year than they were in the entire 20th century in Great Britain.
Right.
One person's been shot in the entire history of the independent history of Iceland.
Yes.
By police.
And the police actually had an official day of mourning when that person wound up being buried.
And that person was disgusting, right? I mean, it was a vile individual.
Right.
And I don't think we need days of mourning for vile individuals by any stretch of the imagination. Canada, which is, just across the border, the demographic differences are very similar. It doesn't make any sense that, from a demographic standpoint, that there's more crime, more police shootings in the United States than there are in Canada per capita.
Right.
Per capita, there are more than twice as many in the United States. I want to know what it is. I want to know why. I want a real explanation, not just somebody coming off the top of their head, as to why police shoot so many more people in the United States than they do in other countries. And look, I'm not saying that everybody who gets shot by any stretch of the imagination is some kind of saint. But I do get stories, as a talk show host, I do get stories that pass across my desk. It's like, geez, that seemed like a pretty unfair shoot. Some lady just got shot in Minneapolis. Just before that, you had Philando Castile shot and killed.
Yep.
A permit owner. The permit owners are less likely to commit a crime than police officers themselves.
Right.
To have police officers shooting them seems, outrageous. A jury finds them. Juries find police officers not guilty 4 out of 5 times. They find citizens guilty 2 out of 3 times. The numbers are staggering in the differences. And yeah,
and your numbers of juries finding police officers not guilty is actually a little flawed, because very rarely do they ever actually go to a jury.
Right. Most of the time they don't get charged. They get a few days off or whatever it is, and they're back to work. So Kaepernick is not my knight in shining armor by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that the country's better off if professional sports players have an opportunity to speak.
Right. And something tied in here, Doug Baldwin, who's a wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks.
Wide receivers do what? Catch the ball the quarterback throws?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Seahawks were rumored as one of the teams interested in Kaepernick.
Okay.
And so this guy was asked what he thought about it, and he actually said, because apparently Roger Goodell, who's the commissioner of the NFL, said recently apparently that Colin Kaepernick was not blackballed. Doug Baldwin says Roger Goodell is wrong. Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed.
Right? How do you know? I mean, like, the claim blackballed is a the claim of a conspiracy theory.
Kind of. I think the term originated from, what, back in, like, the 50s, 60s, with, like, the whole communist thing where people were being put on, you know, this list of do not do business with these people in Hollywood because they're, you know, blah, 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 communist something.
I think Greeks used to vote with white stones and black and dark stones for things, and that's where the term black ball comes from. And, you know, basically, I would imagine that NFL owners probably travel in circles with NFL owners. Just
certainly,
and, if somebody says don't do business with that guy, then it's bad for business. Then, and I get it. It may very well be bad for business, and I support an owner's right to choose. I do think that hey, Kaepernick, we'll hire you. You look like, I'm looking at your stats here, it looks like you're completely qualified for the job. I can't have you doing that whole knee thing.
So let's get into what Baldwin says. He says that the owners are in the middle of a concerted systematic effort across the league to keep Kaepernick without a job, to, quote, send a message to players to stay between the lines or else. He says, you know, my original position was I thought that the situation last year with him taking a knee didn't have anything to do with it, and after viewing what's going on, I have to take that back. I definitely think that the league, the owners, are trying to send a message. Stay between the lines.
Right. There's things you can protest about and things you can't protest about, and ways that you can protest and ways you can't protest.
Baldwin says it's frustrating because
probably the ways you can protest and ways you can't protest, but how does a player protest other than taking a knee? I've seen them can't you wear like different colored shoes sometimes?
Sometimes. Like, there are very strict rules on what the dress code is. So you, right. At one time, and I think the league may have relaxed this a little bit, but at one time you were prohibited from putting messages on, like, the wrist tape or your shoe tape. You can't put messages in your eye line, you know, the black up under your eyes.
Right.
You can't have special messages on your helmet because it's a uniform, which means that everyone's is supposed to look the same.
I've heard that I've heard them, like, you know, Charles is wearing pink shoelaces today to celebrate or to memorialize his mother who died of breast cancer. Or thing.
Cancer thing, like, that's a thing where the NFL and the Susan G. Komen Foundation, they're partnering up. All right, so we're gonna have these special pink jerseys and whatnot during the month of whenever. But there's more from Baldwin here that I think we definitely need to delve into.
Okay. Let's check it out. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Thoughts are welcome on this Sunday evening. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE is in freedom. And we're talking about, well, the NFL, players standing for the national anthem, Colin Kaepernick, the whole mess. I guess it's all come up again. And your thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you real quick about saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. You can get up to like 25% off of your purchases at Amazon. And, I mean, that in and of itself, right? Like, that's a huge savings for you and your family. The trick is you got to use Bitcoin to do it. So it's saveatpurse.com. If you need to get Bitcoin, you go to Bitcoin.com. They'll tell you how to do it. Saveatpurse.com. You have a huge savings, and that's how we do it at our house. We've saved many hundreds per year, and I know Ian's even better at about doing it than we are, and he's probably saved thousands. So let's go to Kelly calling in from Springfield, listening to KWTO. Kelly, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, Kelly?
Hello.
You're on the air, Kelly. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Apparently not. Must be something going on. I'm just going to put him back on hold, have the board op check with him. We'll see what's going on with Dave here in Ohio. Maybe it's on our side. We'll see. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, it's Dave.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hello?
I don't think they can hear us, board op. There's probably a potentiometer that has slid too far down. Dave, can you hear me?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
What's on your mind?
Oh, not too much. Just calling to say hi and, you know, seeing what's up and all that kind of stuff. And watched a terrible movie this weekend, but what's going on, guys?
We're calling about Colin Kaepernick.
We're doing a radio show.
You are?
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. It's a nationally syndicated talk radio show.
Oh, nice, nice.
What movie did you see over the weekend?
Well, I went actually to a dollar theater, and I saw the movie, it was the Kong movie, the one with the giant gorilla that stands up and does all that kind of stuff. And he
Dollar theaters still exist?
Yeah.
Like, you paid $1 and saw a movie.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not that, you know, it's a good idea, you know, to go to the movie for a buck. And
oh, yeah.
You're paying now, like, $18 to go to, like, another movie theater. You know, like something that in the box office, they pay a lot of money, but I went to one.
Right. I don't think Mark was saying it's, you know, a bad idea, but it doesn't seem like a business model that can really survive in this day and age.
The places I live, all the dollar theaters are gone. But I just haven't seen one. And I haven't seen one in a long time.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie that I saw? The last movie I saw in a dollar theater.
The last movie you saw in a, an expensive theater.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Good movie. Definitely a great movie.
Thanks for the reviews, Dave. Thanks for the reviews.
You know, I honestly don't remember the last movie I saw in a movie theater. It might have been Snowden when it came out last year.
He is correct that they are expensive. There's no doubt. I would have thought that there was a $5 theater. Matinees. You know, these kind of things, I didn't think that it was a business model that would hold up.
Right, especially with the, availability of streaming services to where, you know, right now, basically as soon as something is in the theater, you can find it online.
Right.
Might not be, a legal means that you find it online, but even still, like 2 months later, oh, it's not in the theater anymore, it's now on Netflix, it's on Amazon Prime.
You don't have to have, of course, the movie theater has a better projection and sound system than you have at your home, but...
Right, but second-run theaters don't really seem to be a business model that work because things are available so quickly.
They pick what you're going to watch as opposed to you picking what you're going to watch.
Right, but, 15, 20 years ago, the last time I remember seeing one of these second-run movie theaters, you would still have to wait maybe 6 months after something finished being in the movie theater before you could go get a VHS or DVD.
You're going to still wait to see those first run movies at home,
but not as long.
I don't know what's as long. I couldn't say because I haven't seen one of these places. I don't know whether they're competing with the rental market or they're lagging the rental market. I have no idea. Let's go to Kelly calling in from Springfield again. I think we might have this handled. Kelly, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you. How are you?
Certainly. All's well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment on the Kaepernick thing. My son's in the Air Force, and he serves, and I've had a lot of people serve in my family as well. As far as I'm concerned, if an owner decides that his free speech is he doesn't want to take his money and throw it at somebody who won't stand for certain reasons, as far as what takes place out on the field, which, unfortunately, for him, part of what takes that place on the field before the game starts is exactly what we're talking about, that he won't stand up for. And my thing about that is you were also talking about the fact that, the military, all of that, that the owners get money from the government, from the state, and they get tax-free money and all that stuff. You know, it's all one big package. Nobody's complaining about the fact that that there's also safeguards and things that can't hurt their advertisers like Reebok and Nike and all the rest of them. So as far as I'm concerned, if Kaepernick won't stand up, then Kaepernick needs to go find a new job someplace or find someone who will hire him in this employed, in this type of field to do what he wants to do.
But, right. So he is trying to, find a new job with a different team, and there's allegations that there's a concerted effort, a conspiracy, if you will, among the NFL owners to prevent him from working in the league.
Well, they have a right to do that. I mean, if they don't want to employ him, he's employed. I mean, it's just he took a stand, and that's fine. I mean, he took it, and in my point of view, the stand that he took was an obvious one if you want to get publicity and get notoriety in your name out there. Now, I'm not saying he did that for all of those reasons, but he did.
Reserve quarterback? What's the term for the second-run quarterback?
Backup.
One backup quarterback in the entire NFL that's played in the entire NFL over the last 10 years, or probably ever, and that quarterback is Colin Kaepernick. I can probably name a dozen or so quarterbacks who have played generally, and probably no quarterbacks other than ones that have played for like a decade already that play right now. Like, you'd have to have huge name recognition for me to name them, but I know who the hell Kaepernick is.
Yeah, well, maybe, but once again, I mean, he's able to do what he wants. I mean, I have a son.
Yeah,
he
sure.
He can shave his head. He can color his hair orange. He can do whatever he wants. He can make those statements. He can stand up for certain rights and certain ways of living. But when you go to get employed, if your employer who scouted you out on Facebook and all the other places has figured out what you do in your private life and they don't want to employ you, they won't employ you. And I think the Dallas Cowboy owner has every right to do what he said, to say what he said. But I also really support him because, you know, for many, many years, Dallas Cowboys, they're not my American team, but they've been known as the American football team. And if he wants if he likes that label, he likes the persona of that, he likes the image that that brings, then he needs to protect his image and his branding. And that's what he's doing. And he's saying, listen, part of my branding and part of my image is what you guys brought up earlier. We have these planes that fly over. We have these people that march out with the flag. We have a person that sings at the opening ceremony. And if you won't stand up and be a part of it and participate, then you can't work for me, because you cannot pick and choose what you want to participate if I'm your employer. And that's the way any job really goes, isn't it, folks?
I agree with you. 100%. I think America, and I think the league, is lesser because we don't allow people, because they're not allowing people to have separate opinions. But I think that that's their right. I think that somebody should be able to open a restaurant and only serve the ethnicities that they want to serve. But I think they're a bigot for doing it.
I would love to see a competitor to the NFL, like an actual competitor to the NFL.
That's been a couple of times.
But I don't think you're ever going to actually see that.
Right. It's like,
well,
you know,
I want to say,
go ahead.
I want to say one last thing, and this is now my opinion, separate from that. I feel like after, you know, I've seen what my son has gone through. He had other choices, but he chose to serve his country in this way. I've gone down and watched him graduate, and I saw him in San Antonio, and it took great pride in what I saw. But one thing I would say is that if you're in America and you're living here in this country, and the symbol of America, whether you want to say it's just a piece of material or something that somebody sewed together one night, and I would say that you need to get out of the country if you don't want to support it.
All right, deport me.
I'm not standing for it. Thanks for the call.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.